Music is an integral part of Filipino culture. Because of this, various local artists have emerged over the years to take the stage and express themselves through music. Among these artists are those in the Philippine pop or P-pop scene, which is described as music that adapts to the contemporary taste of the masses. P-pop's influence in the entertainment industry is rising since it serves as an evolution of the genre of original Philippine music, or OPM. However, contrary to the usual rock, keyboard-driven dance, and alternative music of OPM in the previous years, P-pop has patterned its approach after the idea of Korean pop. Highlighting big productions and synchronized performances, the Philippine entertainment industry debuted their own boy groups and girl groups in recent years. While the genre is inspired by K-pop, these groups have also given nods to their OPM roots by using the Filipino language in their songs and integrating local cultural elements in their album and music video concepts. Although P-pop artists have captured an increasing audience, it has also been subject to criticism. For instance, there have been concerns regarding their authenticity and originality. Despite these challenges, the P-pop industry continues to grow with more groups joining the roster of new idols. Among these prominent acts is girl group MNL48, as well as boy groups BGYO and SB19. One of the rising acts in the industry is girl group BNI, who debuted in June 2021. They were catapulted into mainstream media after their pre-debut single, The Coconut Nut, made waves the year prior. With the release of their album Born to Win last October 16, the group peaked at number 1 in the iTunes Philippines Top Album Chart. Welcome to On Point, the guidance podcast arm where we sit down and talk with the experts on issues in and beyond Loyola. Today, we will be joined by P-pop sensation BNI to discuss the P-pop industry's evolution, as well as their thoughts and the increasing recognition that P-pop acts have been receiving. They will also be talking about their personal inspirations in their performances and their vision moving forward. I'm Hannah Mandos. Let's go On Point. We are joined by one of the biggest K-pop sensations we have today, BNI. Hi, guys! Can you introduce yourselves naman siguro for everyone?
Mabuhay! Hi, I'm BNI Joanna, 17, from Laguna po, and gusto ko po maging TV or radio broadcaster po someday po.
Hi, I'm BNI Aya, 20, from Cebu, and I love fashion, arts, and I love animals.
Hi po, I'm BNI Colette, 20, from Bohol, and nagsusulat po ako ng mga kanta.
Hi po, I'm BNI Maloy, 19, from Cavite, and I love to play ukulele, and I love babies.
Hi po, I'm BNI Gwen, and I used to be a model, and I do creative makeup.
Hi po, I'm BNI Stacy, 18, from Nueva Vizcaya, and I love the moon, the stars, and the sunset.
Hi po, I'm BNI Mika. I'm 18 years old and yeah. Yes. And I want to build an animal shelter in the future.
Hi po, I'm BNI Sheena, 17 po, from Isabela, and I love dogs.
And we are BNI.
Thank you so much guys for introducing yourselves, and nakakatuwa to hear those things about you. Again, thank you so much for letting us have this interview with you. I know it's been 5 months since your debut. You guys released an album. You guys finished your concert. How has it been naman?
Nakahinga na po. Kasi nung nag-start yung rehearsals po, gabi na talaga kami uwi. Ang aga po namin nga alis. Tapos parang, syempre, if mag-rest, sayang kasi yung araw po na mag-rest talaga kami ng ano. Kaya tiis-tiis na lang po, yung iniisip na lang po namin that time, malapit na yung concert, and syempre, nagbayad yung Blooms, yung supporters namin for that, kaya gusto po namin maging worth it and ma-enjoy po nila yung concert. And 2 days po yun na magkasunod, tapos pareho pong live, kaya opo, mahirap po siya.
Yay! Congratulations on that, guys. I'm sure you did well. And I'm sure your Blooms are very proud of you. And we'll be talking about them in a few minutes. To start lang siguro, we know that your company naman was one of those who adapted to the modern, more panibago na style of having Filipino groups In fact, kayo yung sabi natin, you're one of the front runners of the P-pop industry. As an artist, how would you guys define P-pop naman in terms of how you guys are made, how the groups are made, and how you integrate Filipino culture naman in your performances and in your songs?
Right now, P-pop is slowly rising. And I've observed na P-pop artists and groups like us po are trained to adhere to a certain type of standard of quality, since we are trying to bring Philippines out there. And ano din po, we try to inject Filipino touch with everything. Like for us, Bini, sa styling po namin, we try to collaborate with Filipino designers. Sa song po namin, we try to put Tagalog lyrics. And everything else, well, like coaches, then we try to connect with coaches, Filipino coaches, because dito kasi sa Philippines, ang dami mga talents na Filipinos na, yes, waiting for being known. And it's nice that we all rise up to the top and we help each other.
Exactly. Rising to the top talaga yung Vini, guys. I like na you mentioned yung you're working with Filipino designers, kasi we've noticed that you really incorporate the Filipino identity, not just in the lyrics or in the music, but also in the visual aspect of performances and videos. Looking at the comments din from your fans, the Blooms, I go through their comments in YouTube and they really say na it's really good how you started with the Coconut Knot. It established that you really have Filipino roots, and even in your succeeding songs, you guys really try to inject that Filipino identity. How does seeing all this support from your fans make you feel when they really open about how they like your concept of being really, really Filipino and tell you guys when they comment there's something unique about Bini? How do you guys react to that?
Siyempre, nagulat po kami kasi hindi po namin in-expect na magiging ganun yung reaction po ng tao pagkalabas nung pre-debut song po namin. Lalo na po yung The Coconut Knot po. Kasi di ba pre-debut po namin yun. And overnight po, bigla kami nagulat na, hala, 1 million views na, ganun. Tapos, masasoft po talaga kayo dun sa, ano, sa mga comments nila. Lalo na nagsimula kami as normal na, ano ba, na student. Hindi po public figure po. Kaya nakakagulat na biglang ganun po yung reaction. And po, warm po yung pagtanggap sa amin ng tao po. And until now, na 5 months na po kami na debut, hindi pa rin nagbabago and mas dumadagdag po yung sumusuporta po sa amin.
Yeah, that's true. I think kahit yung mga ano lang, mga kakilala ko nga, parang nakikita ko sa Twitter ko, parang lumalabas talaga yung content nyo kasi may nag-retweet talaga, ganun. So parang nafe-feel ko talaga na ayun, may presence talaga. And parang ang bilis nung pagsikat ng Coconut Knot, but you deserve that hype. And I'm sure Blooms are really working hard to make you guys feel that you deserve the recognition. Beyond the Coconut Knot, punta tayo sa debut song nyo, which was Born to Win. It was chosen as the official preliminary round song for Miss Universe Philippines 2021. And alam naman natin gaano ka big deal yung Miss Universe sa Philippines. Anong naramdaman nyo? Can you walk us through the emotions you guys were feeling when you found out na parang, oh, this is such a big event. Ikanta namin yung napili. How was that for you guys?
Nung in-announce po nila Miss MQ na perform po kami for Miss Universe, hindi ko po alam kung anong gagawin ko kasi nung bago pa po ako maging Bini po, nagbe-beauty pageant po ako. I joined beauty pageants po, kaya nung sinabi po nila na perform po kami for Miss Universe, napatulala talaga ako. Like, oh my gosh, totoo ba to? Perform ba tayo sa Miss Universe? Kasi very perfect din yung song na Born to Win for them, kasi from the title itself, the Born to Win. Yeah.
I personally listened to the song and sabi ko, okay, sok na sok talaga siya. According to the comments, na parang it really represents what a fighting Filipina should be or what a fighting Filipina is. So, congratulations for that, guys. And I'm sure parang, especially for you, Stacy, na parang sabi mo nga na you were into pageants dati. So, that must have been really fun. Okay.
Aya po.
Oh, Aya was also nice. I love that. Ang galing-galing naman nun. Parang full circle moment for you guys, no? Na parang, oh wow, I'm performing and it's for the entire Philippines talaga, diba? And we never know, baka sunod naman sa Miss Universe stage talaga mismo yung Vini, diba? So, manifest natin yun. Let's go back naman a bit to how you guys were formed, yung sa training nyo. Like, what do you think your company thought of when they were thinking na, oh, okay, gakaroon tayo ng boy groups, when they had this concept of creating groups like you guys, boy groups and girl groups, especially sa time natin ngayon?
Kapag po nakakausap po namin yung management po, they always tell us that they were inspired so much po sa mga Pinoy po. Kasi di ba alam po natin yung mga Pinoy, talented, lahat, halos lahat, kumakanta, sumasayaw. Kaya na, mas na-build po siguro yung idea na to put out the Filipino talent globally po. And nabuo yung Bini, BGYO. Open naman po sila na ang inspiration po sa amin, Red Velvet po, if alam niyo po. Kasi po, in terms of PEG, they portray duality, they can be sweet and fierce at the same time. pero syempre, hindi po mawawala yung youthful side po. Like Bini, kung nakikita niyo po yung mga songs, pasok po siya sa age po namin. Yung mga ganun po, yung styling, the way we present ourselves in public, ganun po.
I think when you mentioned then the duality, I think ang swak niya, that term, there's that range for you guys. Kasi kahit sa Instagram nyo lang, kapag if you scroll sa parang mga concepts ng mga kanta nyo, ganun, sa mga performances nyo, I really feel that. I really see that duality na you were talking about. Can you guys tell us naman, how was the training process like? How do you think your training was able to fit this vision? And how do you think your experience there was able to impact your success as artists naman?
Feeling ko sa lahat po ng songs, dances, and even performances that we put out, lahat po kami nakapag-contribute. And we are very thankful that we have a management that is very open po. They always listen and ask po for our suggestions and opinions po sa mga performances na ginagawa namin. And I think it is a good thing po kasi meron kaming personal touch and mas ma-feel po ng bloom po namin ng mga supporters namin na kami to, na hindi lang to ginawa para ipakita sa inyo, kundi kami mismo yung gumagawa nito para sa inyo because we love what we do and we want to feel that we are there for them.
Uy, ang galing. I love that. Actually, ang galing yung magsagot kasi your answer, Malo, is actually related to my next question. Like I said kanina, a lot of people have expressed their appreciation for Bini's message in their songs. It's very new. It's very unique nga sa content we get in P-pop. So, since you mentioned na you have a management that really gets you involved, how do you guys help naman in the process of creating the songs and dances? Do you help the composing? Do you help sa choreography? How do you guys involve yourself in your songs and your performances?
When it comes to dance naman po, honestly, dance training po for us is really hard. Hindi lang po siya dance na straight dance. We would do hard warm-ups, hard workout, stamina trainings po. Sobrang dami pong laman ng dance training po namin. Pero we're thankful na we have our coaches there to support us. Like, solid po yung pasensya po nila sa amin. Kasi honestly, at first, we never thought na aabot kami sa ganito. Super synchronized, super strong. Sobra kami nag-improve. That's why isa po yung dance training sa favorite subjects ko po here.
And sa dance po, sa dancing po namin, wala po kami masyado pang like input po. Na tinuturo, alam mo yung kami po yung nagko-choreo ganun. Pero nagsasuggest po kami, kunwari medyo awkward po sa amin or nahihirapan po kaming kumanta sa ganitong step kung pwede po baguhin namin ganun. Pero when it comes to like singing naman po, yun nga po, open yung management na yung mga composition po namin, pinapasa po namin sa kanila and inaantay po namin yung approval and corrections po nila, ganun. So yung mga albums po namin ngayon, may mga contribution po kaming lahat. Nakapag-release po ako ng song, yung title po na 8, yung kaming ibang girls po, may mga lyrics po kami dinadagdag sa mga songs namin sa Golden Arrow, kay Nikilig, yun po.
Ah, so may personal touch talaga when it comes to the things you're performing. It's not, ito lang binibigay. Parang kayo talaga, dapat gusto nyo, kung ano yung pinapakita nyo, feel nyo din na parang it's you guys, it fits you. It's really nice to have that. I think also, Blooms would really appreciate knowing na it's really coming from you guys. It's really a message from you guys. And I think that also really helps with how people receive it. Na parang, oh, ang ganda nito, pero mas gumaganda siya kasi alam nila na galing talaga sa inyo yung narinig nila. So, speaking of having your own contributions, do you guys have any personal motivation naman or goals behind the songs you release?
Ako po, since nag-release po ako nung song na Title 8, yung motivation ko po dun is yung journey po naming Bini. Yun po, 8 kasi 8 po kami. And then, yun yung journey namin na sobrang mga tawa, yung mga iyak, and yung mga sigaw po ng tagumpay. Yun po yung nasa lyrics namin. And parang yun yung way na parang binigay natin yung story natin sa Blooms po, yung fandom namin, and para connected po kami sa kanila. And yung mga hindi namin kayang sabihin, dinadaan po namin sa kanta and ma-feel po nila na ganun po yung pinagdaanan namin.
Malay, may gusto ka bang i-add doon? Or...
Yeah, like what Colette said na we want to continuously send po relevant message po sa mga tao, hindi lang sa youth, kundi to everyone. And we really want to inspire po talaga. Yun po talaga yung goal namin, na makapag-inspire po na tulad namin po na dati we're just a normal girl and ngayon talagang unti-unti na namin na tutupad yung mga pangarap namin. And yes, we are very thankful that we took the risk po.
Tsaka iba-iba po siya, iba-iba yung topic ba? Parang yung kapit lang po, nirelease namin siya sa gitna ng pandemic, so parang nasakto. Meron po sa album namin na songs din for kinikilig, yung mga normal na kinikilig. Kinikilig din naman po. Kinikilig din naman po kami, syempre. Kahit bawal, di ba? Pero, yun po. Yes, sa Blooms, di ba? Tapos,
nako po.
Tapos, yun, parang yung album, nandun na po lahat. Lahat ng hinahanap yung ano, Be Who You Are is a mood.
Pero kinikilig talaga. Bakit bawal? Joanna, bakit bawal? Rinig ko yun. Kinikilig ka yun. Bawal? Na, joke lang. Okay, that's really good to hear naman na you guys are, you know, really motivated by that. Ang timing talaga, I think, ayun nga, it's also because it's coming from you guys and yung mga na-experience nyo, it's also shared by Blooms. For ano naman, P-pop, it's not just staying in the Philippines anymore. Like, we know naman na Filipino acts are world class and they're definitely breakthroughs through recognitions received in the international scene. For example, another group, SB19, got nominated in the BBMAs. On your end, your pre-debut single made waves on social media. It was a hit. Additionally, your title track for your latest album, Born to Win, has garnered more than 1 million views on YouTube. Congratulations for that, guys. And okay, ito very interesting for me. You released versions of the song in Bahasa, Japanese, Thai, and Spanish. And that's honestly really amazing. Can you tell me naman what prompted you to create these versions? And what was the goal in choosing yung specific languages that you wanted to have for this?
Sa ganun naman po, for different language na po yun, nahirapan po kami. So, kung paano i-pronounce, kasi syempre madaming makikinig, hindi lang mga Pinoy po. So, dapat alam nyo po yun, accurate yung pag-translate from English to that language and kung paano po namin i-pronounce, kasi baka mama iba yung, ano ba tawag? Iba yung tono, kasi di ba mayroon mga words po tayong gano'n na parang two same word pero ano po, magkaiba yung meaning. And yun po, kumuha po sila ng professional na translator po pag sa bawat recordings po namin para po mag-guide po kami. Hopefully po, nagawa naman po namin siya na maayos, sana po. And maganda na naman po yung mga feedback po from reactors po na napapanood po namin sa YouTube po. And then I think way siya para mas lumawak yung... Oh, go, Ate Colette.
Yun po, nag-release po kami ng multilingual na mga kanta. Main purpose po talaga yun, of course, yung wider audience po. And feeling ko mas magiging close kami and personal to our supporters if they understand our songs in their language po. And of course, para din po ma-showcase yung flexibility and adaptability ng mga Filipino.
I want to hear from Mika and Gwen, since you mentioned, guys, na this is your way of reaching out to a larger audience to have different versions. What does this personally mean to you as an artist na ayun, you have this presence in the international music scene?
Well, I think it's a very big deal to us because since we are going to reach out to those countries that have those languages, we really have to do well and we really have to connect to them through the song with our emotions, even though we technically don't understand the language that we are recording or we're trying to tell them. But we hope, right, Gwen, that we really are able to portray our message in Born to Win, which is...
Opo, sobrang laking bagay po and masaya po kami na hindi lang kami yung, you know, sa dito sa Pilipinas or like yung mga ibang countries na lang nakakaintindi din, but at the same time yun yung iba't ibang languages po namin mapapakinggan at maiintindihan din po ng iba. And which is ano ba sinabi mo?
Iba din kasi talaga kunwari na language mo talaga yun. Kunwari pag Bisaya, 'di ba po? Kasi pag Bisaya talaga mas ramdam niya with feelings talaga, like tagos, ganun. Apo.
Like, if ako din example, as a Bisaya, if siguro may song din na Born to Win na Bisaya, feeling ko talaga, ay, feeling ko special ako na parang, wow, the song was made for me and it speaks so much to me. Ganun po, I feel connected through it. So ganahan sad maka-connect. Yes. Ano Bisaya?
Yes, and the emotions din, parang mas ma-feel ba nila? Yung iba yes, pag po. Sobrang naiintindihan, ganun po.
Speaking of, ayun nga, since you mentioned na, ayun, may Bisaya, may other languages in the Philippines na hindi Filipino, are you guys considering recording songs in local languages ba? Is that something?
Possibly. Maybe, you never know po in the future. But actually po, we have a song, we sang that sa launch po namin and nung concert, we have a song, we made a song, me, si Stacy, and si Mia. We made a song about, it's titled World War C. It's about the pandemic and how life has been lately. And may Bisaya, Ilocana, and Tagalog. And English po sa lyrics. And hopefully, ma-release po. And hopefully, we get to release not just languages, international languages, but local dialects po.
That's really exciting because ako personally, like, as a Cebuana also, if I hear someone releasing a song in Bisaya, of course, it would feel different. And I'm sure since your blooms are all over the world, all over the Philippines, they're super excited for you to do even more languages in your songs. Since we mentioned kanina at the start of the interview that P-pop is a rising industry, it's a rising genre, we know naman na there are several other acts, several other groups with you guys. And in fact, you have one very close to you, which is your brother group, BGYO. You guys finished the One Dream concert together. And like you said, you train together, you practice together. How would you say having this brother group or having all P-pop groups in general, how do you think this contributes to the growing presence of P-pop and the growth of you as Bini?
Ako po super grateful po ako na nagkaroon po kami ng concert together kasi kami po talaga yung magkakasama po since day one, since nung bootcamp pa po, magkakasama na po kaming train po, marami na po kaming mga pinagdaanan, sobrang dami na pong iyakan, Korean training, natutulog po kami ng mga minsan madadaling araw kasi inaaral po namin yung mga choreo, kailangan po maging malinis kami. And ayun po, super blessing po na nagkaroon po kami ng training, bumalik na naman sa training. Charot. So, super grateful po namin na nagkaroon po kami ng concert kasi sobrang nagulat po kami kasi pangarap po talaga namin yung magkaroon ng concert. So, nung in-announce po ni Direk Lauren na magkaka-concert po kami, sobrang para kami, oh my God, di po kami nakapagsalita kasi ayun po, matutupad na po yung pangarap namin and yes, natupad na. And
yun nga po, masaya po kami na slowly nagre-rise na yung P-pop and yun, suporta lang sa isa't isa talaga. P-pop Prize.
Yes. And personally po, kumukuha rin po kami sa kanila ng inspiration po, syempre. Kasi, yes, we respect them po and magagaling talaga mga Pinoy. Yeah. Sa lahat po, not just BGYO, but yeah, mga Alamat, P-pop. MNL48, yes. Mga SB19, ganyan po. And ang dami pa pong magde-debut, kaya we can't wait po na mga collab po kami with them.
Oh wow, collabs are very, very exciting. I'm really glad you guys brought that up because that would personally be very fun for me also as someone who's a fan of P-pop as a whole, and I'm sure not just Blooms but all the fans of the other artists also are very excited to see you guys collab. Side question lang, any particular artist you would like to collab with the most right now?
As Bini po, nagkatotoo po yung ilang buwan po naming sinasabi na we want to collaborate po with Miss KZ Tandingan because we really look up to her and most of us talaga yung na-idolize na siya even before Bini. So nangyari na po yung sa concert po, kumanta po kami with her. So now po, our new dream is to collaborate po with Miss Sarah Geronimo po kasi po she's true pop star po talaga. She can sing, she can dance, she can act, lahat. And international naman po, we want to collaborate with ITZY po, a K-pop group, kasi po our age po are super close to each other and we really look up to them kasi at a young age and dami na po nilang na-achieve, like literal po na madami.
Yung paano, not shy, not me, ITZY. gets. Yes, I love that. Ayun, yung pa-shoulder dance, kita ko yun, Colette. ang galing din. And I guess, if I'm not mistaken, yung Sarah G, I think you guys released na parang, anong tawag dun? Parang Sarah G, parang compilation ba? Parang ganun, tama ba? Parang may ginawa kayo dati, di ba? Na parang ganun.
Oh, yes po. Nung concert po, we did Sarah G medley performance po. Yeah. Sa iyo, Kilometro,
with the boys
and Tala.
BGYO.
Nice,
with
BGYO. Nice. So, oh, it's Miss Sarah G, if you're listening po, Vini wants to collab with you. I'm sure that time will come, guys. For sure naman. We're pretty sure naman. I think we can tell from here that the future of K-pop is very bright. Are there any particular milestones or achievements that you wish to achieve in the coming years?
Well, of course, we definitely want to achieve performing internationally, different stages, different countries. After we, of course, perform here first in the Philippines, we really want to go around and maglibot-libot po sa Pilipinas, magperform-perform po sa Philippines because we really want to meet our blooms face-to-face here in the Philippines. And of course, meet them internationally, and we really hope that we will be able to be household names, you know. Right, Gwen?
And we would also love to release more music that have relevant messages, relatable, and will inspire and influence the youth. And syempre, hindi lang po yung youth, but will resonate to all generations.
Of course naman. And I think you guys are really doing a good job at heading towards that. Like I said, ang dami niyo nang nagawa in 5 months of your debut. So to end this conversation, I have two things lang to ask. We can go around, we can go one by one. If there was one thing you could tell your trainee self, knowing na 5 months after debut, ito na kayo, done with the album, you're a hit, you guys have your blooms, you were able to finish your concert and all that. What's the one thing you would tell your trainee self from this perspective?
Po, sasabihin ko na kumapit lang siya and panghawakan mo yung pangarap mo. Maaabot mo din yan.
For me naman po, you're doing well and keep doing what you're doing. And of course, keep your feet on the ground.
Ako naman, mag-stick ka lang sa motto mo in life na risking is better than regretting. Kasi, wala, nandito na ako and yun lang talaga yung pinanghawakan ko every time. And I'm thankful na talagang nag-take ako ng risk. So, kaya mo yan, Maloy. Chinese self, Maloy.
Ako naman po yung nabasa ko po sa internet po na it's a slow process, but quitting won't speed it up. Gusto ko pong sabihin ko yun sa train yourself ko na maabot mo rin yan. Talagang you really have to go the rough road muna before you achieve what you want in life. Because it will be worth it sa dulo. Yeah.
Ako naman po, sasabihin ko po sa train yourself ko is never stop chasing your dreams and your journey starts now. Now.
Meow. Ako naman po, uy, Joanna,
kinausap.
Uy, Joanna, magiging bini ka pa. Magkakaroon pa kayo ng concert. Ini-spoil. Yes, magkasusuko and mas madami ka pong may inspire na tao kapag hindi ka tumigil ngayon.
To my old trainee self, sasabihin ko is, don't be afraid and be courageous, be brave. It's not easy, pero kapit lang talaga because you can do it if you just do your best.
Ako naman, to my trainee self, maraming struggles along the way, but keep doing what you're doing and worth it lahat yan. And mabagal man yung process, but at least umusad ka. Yeah.
Ayun, and umusad, as in umusad talaga, tinodong-todo na ng Vini lahat ng efforts because you guys are really making waves, you guys are really doing great. Final question na talaga, with all that you reflected from your trainee selves, you've seen the industry as a whole, you guys were able to reach a very wide audience. If you could, as a group, describe Vini in one word, what would it be?
One word po, excellent po.
Tawang-tama, yes. Excellent, perfect. Yes. You guys are truly excellent. You guys are making the dream come true for your trainee selves. You guys are one of the front runners of the P-pop industry and you guys are just doing great. And on that note, thank you so much, Vini, for sharing your time and insights with us. We really applaud your contribution to the growth of Philippine pop music as you continue to bring Filipino talent and of course your own personal touch to the global stage. Thank you so much guys for joining us. It's such a big honor.
Thank you po!
That's all for this episode of On Point, the guidance podcast arm where we sit down and talk with the experts on issues in and beyond Loyola. Special thanks to our executive producers, Samantha Onlatko and Martin Ramos, as well as our producers, Tatiana L. Maligro, Andrea Micaela Liares, Neil R. Reyes, and Beatrice C. Reyes. This episode was edited by Megan Sangtian. Our cover art is by Caitlin W. Mercado, and our theme music is brought to you by Vivid Productions. This has been Hannah Mantos. Thank you for going on point with us.